door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too.
For the fourth time, Janet, no.
Oh, I can't understand it, Jack. Larry was supposed to be here with my new car a half hour ago.
Well, he'll be here soon. Relax.
I can't relax, Jack. I'm too excited to relax. This is my very first car.
Well, you're going to blow a gasket if you don't calm down.
Oh, Jack, what do you see, my little red beauty? The minute I saw this car, I knew she was for me.
Well, I hope you didn't get stuck.
What do you mean, get stuck?
Janet, you shouldn't have run out and bought a used car without me.
I'm sorry, Jack, but you had to work last night. Besides, Larry said I had to act fast because this kind of car wouldn't last long.
None of the cars that Larry sells last long.
Come on, I'm not stupid, Jack. I mean, I didn't buy this car without checking it out. I made sure that it passed the three most important tests.
What tests?
Well, it had to be a cute style, a cute color, and I had to look really cute driving it.
You call that checking it out?
Well, it also had a terrific compression ratio, new carbs, and self-leveling shocks.
Did you kick the tires?
No.
Well, you don't know nothing.
Oh, come on. My new car is at the door.
Take it away.
Hi, Larry.
Here you are, you lucky little girl.
Oh, thank you.
Are you sure you're old enough to drive?
Get
out of here, you crazy kid. What a nutcase. Hiya, pal.
Hey,
look, my new car is here.
Terrific. You can drop me off at the hospital on your way to work.
Are you crazy? I'm not driving my brand new car in morning rush hour traffic. I'm going to take the bus.
Wait a minute. Didn't you buy the car so you wouldn't have to take the bus?
Yeah.
But you're still taking the bus.
But before, I didn't have a choice.
Oh. Do you mind if I look the car over?
Of course not. Did you wash your hands?
I'll put on my gloves. See you guys.
Bye, guys. Terry, what do you see? It's so cute. It's all red, and then it's got these three black tires and one white wall.
Yep, there goes another satisfied customer.
Larry, this better be a good car.
Hey, come on, Jack. Give me some credit here. Would I sell a lemon to a close friend?
What about the one you sold to Harry Feldman? He's your friend.
Not anymore.
Listen to me, Larry.
Hey, Jack, don't you worry. I'm telling you, that car is in great shape.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Barbara. Come on in.
And speaking of great shapes.
Larry, this is Barbara. Barbara just moved into the building across the street.
I know. She leaves her blinds up.
What?
Nothing.
Jack, I am so sorry to bother you, but you remember when I was moving in, you said if ever I needed anything...
I remember.
Well, I just got a call to go downtown on this big modeling assignment. The other girl got sick.
Aww.
But they need me right now, and I don't have any way to get down there. So could you give me a ride?
A ride?
Oh, I'd be ever so grateful.
Well, sure, no problem.
Oh, you're a doll. I'll call them and tell them I'm on my way.
Larry, come on. Quick, give me your car keys.
Well, I'm sorry, pal. My car's in the shop.
Well, then what was this okay sign?
That was for Barbara. She's old.
Larry, what am I going to do now?
Well, you can borrow Janet's car.
Are you kidding? She won't even let herself borrow her car.
Oh, it's all set.
Listen, Barbara, I'm sorry. I just remembered there's something important that I have to do, so I can't take you.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Well, I guess I better call a cab. I don't want to miss my big chance.
You don't want to miss your big chance.
Larry, Janet would kill me.
Wrong, pal. She'll thank you.
Thank me?
Yeah, because after you drop Barbara off, you're going to get Janet's car washed and waxed as a surprise.
What a good idea. I'll do it for Janet.
Of course.
Barbara, I will drive you.
But I thought you said you had something important.
You're more important.
Oh, Jack!
Woohoo!
You're terrific! Oh, how can I ever thank you?
I'm sure he'll think of something.
Oh, that hurts.
It's supposed to. It's a bump. Come on, cheer up. You're a very lucky guy. If you hadn't been wearing your seatbelt, you could have really gotten hurt.
I thought I did.
You just have a slight concussion. Your x-rays are perfectly clear.
Sure, they weren't in the car.
Here. This'll help to keep down the swelling.
Thank you.
Doctor, would you come have a look at Mr. Kearney?
Oh, certainly. Another head injury. Seems to be a lot of that going around.
Can I talk to him now, Doc?
Yes, he's all yours.
I'd like to get the rest of that information now. You said you were driving down the street.
That's right, and suddenly I saw a woman pulling out of her driveway.
And you ran into her?
No.
Oh, she ran into you.
No. I swerved to avoid her. That's when I saw the bakery truck.
And you ran into the bakery truck?
No, the bakery truck swerved to avoid me and ran into the woman pulling out of the driveway.
Just tell me, did you hit anything?
Yeah, while I was watching the bakery truck run into the woman, I ran into a tree.
Good, hit a tree.
And then I bounced off that and ran into the bakery truck and the woman pulling out of the
driveway. Boy, you sure got around in that little car.
The car? Wait a second, officer, how much do you figure it's going to cost me to get it fixed?
You don't have to worry about that.
I don't?
Nah, the car was totaled. Forget it.
Oh, no! Ow, 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 ow. Hey,
take it easy, fella. It's only a car. You're lucky to be alive.
Yeah, it won't be for long.
Hey, it's only a bump in the head. Yes!
Oh, officer. How's he doing?
He must be okay. All he's worried about is that car that he wrecked.
Thank you.
Hiya, Marge. Anything happen while I was at lunch?
Terry, I don't want you to worry. It's not serious. He's all right.
Who?
I told you, you don't have to worry. He just had a little accident.
Who?
Jack.
Jack? Our Jack? Oh, I have to call Janet.
I already did. Believe me, Terry, he's fine.
What happened?
He smashed up his car.
He doesn't have a car.
Well, he smashed up someone's car. Look, it's all here in this report.
How do you feel?
Still a little woozy.
Well, that's only natural. As soon as you feel up to it, you can go home. See that he gets some aspirin before he leaves.
Yes, doctor. And what do you want me to do about Mr. Kearney?
No, there's nothing we can do. He has a classic case of amnesia. Let's just hope his memory loss is only temporary. Well, I'm going to get some lunch.
Doctor, wait. That patient in there is a dear friend of mine, and...
Oh, really? Well, he's going to need plenty of rest over the next few days.
That's all?
And avoid any kind of stress or excitement.
But, doctor, I just...
Terry, there's really nothing else we can do for him right now. Excuse me.
But... Oh, Terry, how's Jack?
No, relax, Janet. He's all right.
Oh, thank God, Terry. Okay, what happened?
He just had a little car accident.
He doesn't have a car.
Neither do you.
What? He, sort of smashed up your new red car. What? Oh, well... I'm glad that Jack's all right. Because now I can kill him.
Get him
out!
No! You mustn't upset him. He has amnesia.
Amnesia?
And he mustn't get excited.
Amnesia? You don't remember anything, Jack?
Jack? Who's Jack?
Here we are. Does it
No?
Well, this is where you live.
Uh-huh, and we live here with you.
Together? But you're girls.
The three of us are roommates.
And that's all.
Well, I should hope so.
There must have been some bump.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't remember that step.
We should have told you.
Sorry. Here we go. Now, let's just sit on the couch and rest. There. Okay. Is that comfy?
I could use a pillow.
Oh, sure, Jack. Here, go. Have a couple.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Much better. Keep rubbing.
Oh. I'm glad it's better. Jack, do you think that you feel well enough to talk about my car now?
It's coming back.
It is.
The pain.
Oh, Janet.
Oh.
Janet, the doctor said you mustn't upset him.
All I said was that
I know.
Do you think it could be possible for me to get a little drink of water?
Of course I'll get it for you, sweetie.
Thank you. And, could you hand me that magazine, please, Janet?
Oh, sure. How'd you know my name was Janet?
Isn't that what the skinny blonde called you?
Right, right. Excuse me. You really think she's skinny?
There we are.
Well, thank you.
Terry.
I am so lucky to have such a nice, friendly nurse for a roommate.
Thank you.
I'm even luckier to have such a gorgeous brunette for my other roommate.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Would you care for another pillow?
That would be so nice.
I'll get it.
I'll give it to him.
No, I got it. No, I can give it to him. I like.
Just
get the door, nurse. Put your head over here.
Hi, gang!
Shh! Jack has amnesia.
Oh. And you don't want him to find out about it?
He was in a car accident and bumped his head. He can't remember a thing.
Oh. Can I say hello to him?
Go ahead.
Will he know what it means?
Yes.
Hi there.
Who's the funny little man?
Jack, this is our landlord, Mr. Furley.
Hello, Mr. Furley.
Hi. Jack, do you happen to remember anything at all about the way you were?
The way I was?
Jack, see, the only reason Mr. Furley lets you live here with us two girls...
No, don't remind him. This is our chance to straighten him out. Do you remember or not?
No.
You don't? Good. Then I'll tell you the way you were. You were a real ladies' man.
Golly, I was.
Boy, were you ever. The way you used to handle all those women. Wow.
Wow, what did I do?
Well, let me show you. Terry, could you sit here a minute?
Oh, well, no, I...
Come in.
Okay.
All right, Jack. Put your arm around her.
Mr. Furley.
You want to cure him or not? Go ahead, Jack.
Okay. How's that?
Oh, God. Look, I'll just show you. I'll tell you how it's done. Janet, come here. Second thought, I'll just tell you how it's done. Pucker up, like this.
Like this?
Now lean in and kiss her.
I'm sorry, come again?
Lean in and kiss her.
She's laughing at me.
Oh, don't worry about that, Jack. Happens to me all the time.
Mr. Furley, I think that's enough for today. Jack should really go and rest.
Oh, okay. But you made great progress. We'll work again tomorrow.
Well, thank you for helping me.
He's had a relapse!
For stopping by.
All right, you girls take good care of them now.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, build them up. Right. You know, feed them lots of meat and potatoes. No fruit salad.
You better explain to you what that Furley business was all about.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear it, but first, can I go to the bathroom?
Well, sure.
Thank you.
Wait a minute!
How'd you know that was the bathroom?
It is? What a relief.
Did you see that, Terry? Did you see that? I'll bet he's faking this whole amnesia thing just to keep me from breaking his neck.
Well, I'm a professional nurse, and I can guarantee you that Jack is not faking.
But, Terry...
Oh,
I'll get it. Yeah, Larry, what?
Hi, Janet. Is Jack around?
He's in the bathroom right now.
Oh, I'll wait.
Larry, he's not feeling too well. He was in an accident today.
Accident?
Yeah, he smashed up my brand new car.
Your new car? I'll be back when he's feeling it.
Well, that could take a while, Larry. He has amnesia.
Amnesia? Oh, that's good. That's very good.
What?
I mean, golly, that's awful. I mean, what a shock. Hi, pal.
Do I know you?
Could you girls give me a moment alone with Jack? You know, buddy to buddy. Maybe I can help.
Oh, sure, Larry. Come on, Janet.
But Terry.
Amnesia. Oh, that's good. I'm very proud of you. Larry, you don't have long to live.
Hey, what did I do?
You talked me into taking Janet's car. That's what you did.
You remembered. What a recovery.
Of course I remember, Larry, but when Janet finds out the truth, she is going to kill me.
Why? The car is insured. She'll get her money back.
After that, she'll still kill me. Larry, you gotta help me out of this. Think of something.
Right now?
Yes.
What, off the top of my head?
Yes.
That's impossible.
What's impossible?
That something like this should happen. The poor guy tries to do someone a favor, almost gets himself killed.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Well, it was right after you girls left this morning. The doorbell rings, and there's this lady standing there.
A lady?
Oh, you should have seen her. She was out to here.
Larry!
She was pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah. Just about to go into labor.
Oh, no.
Don't you see? Her car had broken down, the woman was desperate, and Jack, without a moment's hesitation, offered to drive her to the hospital.
In my car?
He didn't think of my car, your car, his car. It was her baby. If it hadn't been for him, well, who knows what would have happened. You're on your own.
Oh, Jack, you are wonderful.
Oh, please, Terry.
But it was my car.
Oh, Janet, please, will you forget about the car?
I'm sorry. That's awful of me. Jack, that was the only thing that you could do, I guess.
It sure was. I mean, it must have been.
Why don't you lie down and get some rest, Jack?
That's a good idea. You know, I have a feeling that a nap will do wonders for my memory.
Then get to bed, Jack.
Okay. See ya.
Okay.
Which is my room?
That would be good. No, the blue one.
Yeah.
It's a nice room.
And you thought he was faking. Next time. Trust the professional.
Okay. You made your point, all right?
Good.
Hello?
Hi, is Jack around?
Well, he just went to bed.
Well, do you think I could see him for just a minute?
I'm sorry. He was in a car accident this morning.
Oh, no. Mm. It must have happened right after he dropped me off.
Dropped you off?
Oh, I knew I should have asked him for that ride, but it was an emergency.
That was you?
And they let you out already?
Well, it doesn't take long when you know what you're doing.
What kind of hospital did Jack take you to?
Hospital? It was a photographer's studio.
Then you weren't pregnant?
Hey, he just gave me a ride.
Did you hear that, Miss Professional?
He used my car to give her a ride?
Your car? He said it belonged to the buddy he lives with.
I'm the buddy he lives with!
You mean he lied to me?
And to me!
And to me? I'm gonna strangle him.
Come on, I got a better idea.
Better than strangling?
Yeah, much better. Look, you have a pretty good wardrobe, don't you?
Oh, sure, I'm a model.
Oh, good, great. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go on home.
Go on, Jack. Drink all your soup. It'll make you feel a lot better.
Boy, I don't know what I did to deserve all this attention.
We do. Huh?
Go on, finish your soup. Come on, go. Well, gosh, I wonder who that could be.
Well, I don't know.
No, I'll get it.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Is Jack Tripper here?
Yes, he's right there.
You naughty boy.
Who is this girl?
Why, Jack, it's me, Barbara.
Barbara?
Jack was in a car accident.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, and he has amnesia.
Amnesia?
That's what they tell me.
Oh, so that's why you're not dressed.
Dressed?
Well, yes, the minister's over at my house waiting for us.
Minister?
Well, we're getting married at 4 o'clock.
Wait. I don't remember saying anything about getting married.
Of course you don't. You have amnesia.
Oh, dear.
He's forgotten. I guess we'll have to just postpone the wedding then.
Oh, no. No, never. It's bad luck to postpone a wedding.
You're right. I'm going to call up that minister and tell him to come over right away.
Oh, we can have the wedding here.
Oh, yeah. I'll send out for a pizza.
No.
Would you rather have Chinese?
Wait a minute. I swear to you, I never proposed with that girl.
How do you know, Jack? You have amnesia.
I don't have amnesia. I mean, I do. All right, all right, you're mixing me up.
Boy, what a nervous bridegroom.
I am not a bridegroom, and I am not getting married, and you can't make me.
Married? You pushed him too fast.
Hey, Janet.
Hi.
Hey, how's the new car been running?
Oh, like a dream.
It has? I mean, gee, that's great.
Oh, hey, Larry.
Hiya, Jack. You want to go down to the Beagle, grab some beers?
Maybe later. Janet, where are the keys to the car?
Oh, Jack, they're right there by the phone.
Oh, great. Excuse me.
What? You let Jack have the keys to your car?
Sure, why not?
After he totaled your first car, you're going to let him touch this one?
Larry, come on, you know me. I'm not the type of person to hold a grudge.
You got a big heart, Janet.
Oh, come on. Be sure and polish the chrome this time.
Yes, ma'am.
Jack! And, I need that finished by noon.
Yes, ma'am. Don't you say a word.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.